we get the hour underway by getting on the telephone line and welcoming into the program a gentleman who's been making people laugh here in Maine and all around the country for more than two decades now. We're happy to be joined for the first time. Why has it taken so long for us to get Tom Clark on the show? Hello, Tom.
Hello, Rich. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well.
I do not have the question, the answer to that question. I don't know why it's taken so long.
Well, I put it on
long
me.
Long last.
It's another failing on my part. You've been on our friend Danny Cashman's TV show, right? The Night Show.
Yes, I've enjoyed Danny very much a couple of times, and had the good fortune to be on with Angus King was the last time I was on with him. That was very nice.
I mean, he's good, but he's nowhere near as funny as you.
Well, you know, I don't want to blow my own horn, but
interesting times to be a performer of any kind these days. What are you doing with all the extra time you've got on your hands?
Oh, it is a very strange and weird and wonderful time. It is. Every performer I know is either. Well, I guess there's three options. Going crazy is one. Self-reflection, and then turning to the internet and finding out if you can do things with your cell phone or with your little iPad or whatever, and start producing anyway. So I'm lucky in that I was already putting some tapes out of my main comic character, but I was producing them here at a local public access station, and that was a real nice three camera shoot with a teleprompter and all that. But now I'm back in my basement hunkering down and holding up my iPhone or bracing it up and trying to create that way. So,
well, there we go. So what led you, because and you've talked about this a lot, you as a young man had a speech impediment that would not lead a lot of people to say, I think a career being on stage is the way to go.
Yes, indeed. Well, there's the flip side of that is I always sounded like a butthead, so I decided to get paid for it. but what I did, as the legend goes, I'm the last of six kids, three males and three females, and all the males had speech impediment. We all stuttered, but we were all told we'd grow out of it, as my two oldest brothers did. I unfortunately held on to it a little bit more, to the point where I went to speech therapy. Of course, this is in the 60s, where they didn't know anything about stuttering or speech therapy in general. Matter of fact, I always joke that my first speech therapy class in fifth grade looked like a Mel Blanc cartoon, because we had me, the stutterer, Porky Pig. We had an LW guy with a Wesley Little Wabbits, and then we had a Lisp guy. So there was Daffy Duck and Elmer Fudd and Porky Pig all in one little conference room with a speech therapist.
Well, you've been able to succeed on a number of fronts along the way. You got your comedy career as well, and I want to come back and maybe, is there a chance we could get C.L. Thomas to do a little bit with us too?
Oh, geez, I think we might be able to dig him up some way. Yes,
sir. We'll come back to that in a little bit, but let's also talk about your acting career, and people may not know they've seen you in a ton of commercials through the years.
Oh, yes. The stuttering thing led me, because the other thing I didn't mention was that my standard joke, and this is a true story, that every time I stutter, every time I go to a restaurant and order a tuna fish sandwich, I get two of them. I don't know if you have a rim shot thing. But anyway.
It's out of order today, but yeah. We're doing it in my head.
Okay. So so that led me to doing radio. Because I, with the speech therapy, and I learned to use a different style of speaking. It was called legato style. Legato style that a lot of radio announcers used. But I always had a thing for accents, and I could do a lot of impersonation. So yeah, in this area, the Great Lost Bear helped me a lot at the restaurant in Portland.
Oh, love it there.
I became one of their character voices on their radio ads, which led to the main lottery people hearing me, and they hired me for their character. I did for about 2 years. I was all the character voices for the scratch tickets for the Maine State Lottery including the one that I liked the best, that they ended up having to put a little tag on the end of it saying celebrity impersonation. And when I was Jack, I got to do Jack Nicholson as Jack Gerwild for the Maine State Lottery. So.
I love it. I love it.
And, so and then the other ones on, then I got on the tube down here in Boston.
Yeah.
In the Boston area, I got Bernie and Phil's furniture. I got a couple of three or four spots on that. On those ads here in the southern New England area.
You even got to show off your dancing skills, right?
Oh, was it dance? No, I don't think I danced. Well, the dancing was a college thing that I got. Where I get, I'm not sure which dancing thing you're.
I thought you did
to.
A little bit. I say dance, but there was a little bit of movement in one of those Bernie and Phil's commercials, I think.
Well, the other thing, they asked me to be a bad lounge singer because they wanted me to sort of mock the Bernie and Phil's, their little chant or whatever. Oh, God, brain's cramping here. But anyway, yeah.
Oh, their little jingle, yeah.
Yes, the jingle. That's the word I couldn't come up with. Boy, stuttering of the brain right there. So, I've been paid to sing, to act, to use my voices. Yeah, I was a singing waiter in Kenny Bunkport. I sang for Ed Muskie years ago.
Well, yeah, you've also you've had a long career. Is your career in the hospitality industry longer than your comedy career?
Yes. I started, I was a busboy back when I was 16 at a Mr. Steak restaurant in New Jersey. That's how far that goes back. But then once I got behind the bar, I started a 10 bar, and I found that to be a natural stage. So, yeah, about 40 years in hospitality and 30 years in stand-up and comic acting. So
we're talking with Tom Clark here on Downtown. What would C.L. Thomas recommend for people to do in this current social physical distancing world we live in?
Well, geez, yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up there, honey, because I'll tell you what, Rich, I got to thinking how everybody likes to sleep in, and a lot of people are saying that we're just being loafers and, you know, being old bumps on the log, but I find out that because my wife, God bless her, I call her my love muffin, squeeze, squeeze. But anyway, I says to her, I sleep in. She gets up at 6 because she's a teacher and she's still teaching online. But I go right back to sleep. But the reason I like to go back to sleep is because I get to dream more. And when I'm dreaming, don't you know, I'm with other people. I don't have to keep that social distancing. So, geez, I got about 6, 8, 10 friends right there. And I don't have to do what all they say about this COVID-19. So I like to sleep in, I guess, is the basic answer right there, Rich. Thanks for asking.
And you're okay being quarantined with your love muffin?
Well, you know, that's another. Not only that, but then we got the child. She graduated from college. We, love muffin and I, got all into the empty nest. But don't you know, she come back because she's down in D.C. working for a politician down there. Don't get me started on that. But anyway, so she's come home and she's busy on the phone working her job. The wife is online working with her teaching job. And here I am in my man cave trying to see what you know what I'm looking into, Rich? You know, I'm looking into what COVID-18 and 17 was all about. If we had to wait to get to this COVID-19, I don't know about that. But
it was quite a build-up to get here, right?
Yeah, I figured them germs, if we fended off 1 through 18, what happened 19? How come that was the lucky winner there, boy?
Tom Clark with us. Tom Clark on Downtown. And I know you've had to cancel some dates. What's the next active date you've got on your schedule that we're keeping our fingers crossed that you'll be able to do?
Well, hopefully we'll be getting back to the normal, whatever the new normal will be. And I'll be back at the Colony Hotel for my 8th season. Actually, Ray Average, this makes me the longest running. Now, don't count the commas in this declaration, but I'm the longest-running one-man comedy show act in the state of Maine.
That's fantastic.
Summer, yeah. So a summer comedy show. I know there was more qualifiers there, but anyway, yeah. So I'll be back at the Colony on Wednesday nights in beautiful Kenny Bunkport.
How's that possible for such a young guy to have achieved that level?
I know it's okay. Well, you know, I started as an infant. You know, I was a funny embryo. My family tells me.
I've heard that. What's your website, Tom, for people who want to visit and learn more?
Oh, it harkens back to the stutter. It's tomtalks.com. That's three T's, T-T-T-O-M, Talks, T-A-L-K-S. I had it before Ted did. And then that's gotten so confusing, I decided to go out and buy the other domain, and that's clthomasmain.com is the other one.
Excellent. Well, it's a treat to
take you to both places. So.
It's a treat to finally have you on with us, Tom. We appreciate it. Stay safe. Be well in that quarantine, and come on back again before too long.
Right back at you, Rich. Thank you very much, and say hello to everybody I know up there.
We will do that. It's Tom Clark on Downtown.